This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Assam, the flood situation aggravated further during the last 24 hours as it spread to five more districts, and over 5 lakh people are now reeling under the deluge across 22 districts. More than 1,250 villages of 65 revenue circles have been affected by flood, and over 12,600 hectares of crop area has been damaged across the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma over phone and inquired about the current flood situation in the state. The Prime Minister expressed concern and assured full support from the central government for relief and rehabilitation efforts. Chief Minister Sarma said in a social media post that he briefed the Prime Minister on the current situation and the relief operation being undertaken. The Prime Minister also spoke to Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang on the situation in North Sikkim after a massive landslide struck the army camp at Chaten in Lachen. Mr. Tamang extended his gratitude for the Prime Minister's concern. The Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority has issued a weather alert warning of heavy to very heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds expected to affect several areas across the state in the coming days. In Bihar, strong winds and rain caused widespread destruction in Sivan district last evening, in which at least 7 people were killed in separate incidents. Several trees were uprooted and walls collapsed due to the high-speed winds. The Disaster Management Department has appealed to people to maintain alertness in view of inclement weather, including high-speed winds, rainfall and probability of lightning in North Bihar and western part of the state. The Punjab police have arrested a spy with strong links to Pakistan's intelligence agency ISI and Pakistan-based Khalistani supporter Gopal Singh Chawla. The accused Gagandeep Singh was arrested from Tarantaran last evening. Police say Gagandeep Singh had allegedly shared critical information about army movements with Pakistani operatives over the years, including during Operation Sindoor. A mobile phone recovered from his possession contained intelligence inputs and contact details of over 20 ISI operatives. In the Norway Chess 2025 tournament, reigning world champion D. Gukesh secured a comeback victory over compatriot Grandmaster Arjun Erigasi in the 7th round in Stavanger City last night. We have a report.
After an earlier loss to Arjun in the tournament, Gukesh made a strong comeback to clinch a decisive victory. Arjun had a strong start and dominated the game, gaining a clear advantage. Gukesh was left in a difficult position, down in material and nearly lost. But the 19-year-old, playing with the white pieces, showed great calm and skill, slowly turning the game around with accurate moves and solid defense.
From the opening, nothing went my way, but once I got to this position, I just had to keep making moves which doesn't lose on the spot. And I think time scrambles, you know, things happen. We have good relations off the board, but once it gets to the game, you know, teammates or friends or enemies, it's all the same.
This win comes just one day after Gukesh defeated world number one Magnus Carlsen for the first time in classical chess. The back-to-back wins pushed Gukesh above Carlsen in the standings, with only Fabiano Caruana ahead of him. With Mayur Jain, Chirag Joy, Sports Desk.
At the Indonesia Open 2025, India's top shuttler PV Sindhu has won her opening match, defeating Nozomi Okuhara of Japan 22-20, 21-23, 21-15. However, Lakshya Sen suffered a first-round exit. He lost to top seed Shi Yuqi of China. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading around 0.5% down in forenoon trade today amid mixed global cues. The 30-share BSE Sensex dropped 392 points to 81,982, and the NSE Nifty 50 slipped 112 points to 24,605 when reports last came in. Europe's most active volcano, Mount Etna in Italy, erupted yesterday, spewing ash and smoke into the Sicilian sky and triggering panic among tourists. Sicily President Renato Schifani said lava flows emitted in the eruption had not passed the natural containment area. And with that, we end this news bulletin.